Okay, now we are being recorded. Welcome to our class.
Did you mute everybody?
Not yet.
You need to mute everybody.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay. Welcome to our Heart Center class tonight. Our class is The Divine Director Speaks on Accelerated Soul Raising Opportunities. You have to press star 6 to speak and then star 6 again to mute yourself. I have muted everyone right now, and we are going to begin our program tonight with, it's very important that everyone be sure and press star 6 when you're done speaking so that we don't have a lot of chatter in the background. Now, Linnell Griffin from New York is going to be our host tonight on the class. So take it away, Linnell, please. Press star 6 and take it away.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the class this evening. Tonight we have a wonderful class with a great divine director who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, who is the founder and spiritual teacher of the Heart Center Movement. The divine director comes to help us fulfill the promises we made to God before we came to earth in this lifetime, as well as making himself available to us during the challenges of this cycle in America and the world as we go through this shift and continue to enter the golden crystal age. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, everyone is invited to stay with us to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit from it, or ask any questions or share any insights or experiences that you have, and give us any prayer requests or join in with us in any prayer that you might like to offer. We now like to give our mission and our vision, and you can say it with me together as I will read it, if you'd like to. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision is that we live in sustainable golden age crystal communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And for our opening prayer, we invite everyone to come and read the prayer with us from the invitation that you received from this class. So if you'd like to say the prayer together, I will say the prayer now. I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. And I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. Oh God, show me the way to go. Act through me, manifest through me, live within me, and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, through my will, and my soul every moment of this day and night, so that your will, your wisdom, and your love may be fulfilled through me. Thank you, beloved Afra and Archangel Michael, for protecting this class and for helping us all to be better servants of love. Now we will sing together the song that we sent you in the invitation for this class. The song is in the prayer book as well as the invitation that we sent you. In the prayer book, it is number 70.001. We will sing Raise the Earth in Sacred Fire to the Divine Director. And we'll sing three verses and the chorus. And this is our meditation and visualization song for tonight's class. And please visualize great blue and violet angels of light surrounding all on this call, protecting all aspects of our class tonight, this evening. And I will turn it back over to you, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay, here comes the song. Okay, take it away, Linnell. Hold on a minute.
This is Carlene in Sioux City. I can't hear a thing.
Well, the song is just over now. Okay, we're done with the song now, and now it is time for us to hold on a second.
I can hardly hear you at all.
Bear with me. I've got my volume turned up as high as I can without blowing out my speakers here, so that's the best I can do, Carlene. Now I'm going to start playing the Heartstream, The Divine Director Speaks on Accelerated Soul-Raising Opportunities. This is from January 16th, 2017. Came through our messenger, David Christopher Lewis. Okay,
bear with me. How do I become unmuted?
I will take care of that one moment.
Oh, all right.
Let's see. Okay, now we'll go ahead with the Heartstream from the Great Divine Director.
Beloved heart friends, I come into your midst with a cosmic intention this day to raise you in light, to enjoin you in my work as the Manu of the seventh age, your divine director, to bring forth fruits of the Spirit. Blessings untold, graces divine into this world. unto every man, woman, and child evolving view. It is a time of peril and a time of opportunity. When you focus on the latter, dearest ones, each day becomes that wonderful chance to enter into the divine expectancy of the moment within the eternal now, to afford God his, her opportunity to employ spirit within matter to grace all life with their love.
Now we have a question. What are the perils and opportunities we face today, and how do we approach them? Well, I talked about this with Donna today, and what I was considering is one of the biggest problems today is there is a great deal of fear and doubt and uncertainty as we see all kinds of scary and negative things coming out. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of fear. There's just a great deal of emotional upheaval in a lot of people's lives. And to me, that's an indication that our prayer work is working because it's flushing out a lot of dark things that have been hidden for a great deal of time and bringing them all to the surface for us to be able to deal with them, for them to be transmuted. And yes, it is kind of scary at the ground level sometimes, but it's also indicative that, you know, what we're doing is working, because it really is exposing the darkness and bringing it up so it can be transmuted. So we just need to kind of hunker down and find joy in small things and to be sure and seek harmony and peace in every situation and try to stay as calm as possible on the inner so that we can weather these bumpy times. But we have the opportunity to transmute a great deal of planetary karma and personal karma too. So that is a huge thing, because the earth is getting lighter, I believe. At least that's my opinion at this point in the game. There's probably many other answers to that question. You know, every person would have a different response, but that was my personal feelings on contemplating that question today. Okay, now we're going to continue on with the Divine Director.
Love is the key to alchemy. The Master Saint Germain has said, and so if you believe this axiomatic truth, you will engage in expressing and emanating that love through your heart in some dynamic way each day and each hour. For as love is expressed, the new age is co-created right within your midst. As love is employed, angels of the sacred fire come forth to utilize that God, virtue, and quality in miraculous ways to raise all light in the light that always prevails. You have a divine plan. We, the Universal White Brotherhood, also have a divine plan for Earth and a revolution. When you employ the highest gifts and graces of your creativity in bringing forth spiritual light in your world, then a part of the greater plan is manifest, is fulfilled through you, and the collective swells in this glory and radiance, and the dynamism of that will and plan emerge, often in magical and mysterious ways. You have seen this fulfilled in your recent pilgrimage to Australia and New Zealand. And I can tell you, dearest ones, that the radiations and the emanations from that event have already begun to transform many souls, many lives in that region. And these miracles manifesting in future years and ages will truly bring about a cosmic transformation that may seem unto some of you mind-boggling, to say the least. When you accept your divinity manifest now within your world, cosmic light is anchored in the earth, because heaven is engaged wherever any disciple, any initiate, will employ the spiritual light of his or her being consciously in bringing forth the fruit of spiritual beatitudes, graces, joys, and their own particular creative ways. Jesus has stood before each of you, before your incarnation in this lifetime, to provide for you guidance for your destiny fulfilled, and other ascended beings who have sponsored your soul or overseen your evolution have also mentored you both before and during this lifetime, so that you could truly outpicture your highest destiny, your dharma, indescribable, and yet that which you are even now bringing forth through your conscious will wed to God. I am here as an advocate for your ascension and your divine plan manifest. I am here as a Manu for you to use as an example of what can be brought forth when you are engaged in spiritual work with us. And I adjure you to utilize the resources of my causal body and that of the Master Saint Germain and his beloved Portia daily through the exercise of your will, utilizing the violet light magnanimously for planetary transformation. For when cosmic ideations emerge from within your mind and soul, and the total creativity of your higher self blesses mankind through that which you offer graciously upon the altar of the Almighty, the mystical union betwixt your soul and spirit manifests and great love is cast everywhere, feeding the earth with joy, radiance, holiness, and peace. As your divine director, I remind you of that which was brought forth in Mount Shasta this past August of 2016. As a review, what was shared during that seminal event for the West Coast and all of Northern California, you will find keys for your own divine plan fulfilled. Some of you missed that event, and so it is opportune for you to hear or see our messages, to study each carefully crafted word. For, dearest one, we do not take lightly that which we bring forth during these major events. We plan very carefully so that every soul who is engaged with us in the miracle-like manifestation of these events receives exactly what he or she requires for their spiritual pathway to be victorious and virtuous. This year, 2017, begun, truly will be one that many of you will know to be seminal in the victory of your life stream manifest through your Dharma accomplished with great grace as you employ every gift of the Spirit in your daily work and service on behalf of mankind. The question is, how much light will you invoke and employ? How much love will grow within your soul and emanate through your being to magnify God, to glorify his name, I am that I am, and to save sentient beings through that great, most holy. If you desire to be at the cutting edge of planetary transformation, I am here every day for you to utilize as a holy brother, even as an elder statesman of the ages. And I will bring to the karmic board your requests each day through your dynamic decrees, prayers, invocations, and meditations on the light.
Now we have another question. How is the Divine Director available to you daily, and how have you used his or another master's causal body for yours or another's planetary transformation? Well, I'm not sure about planetary transformation, but I call on the masters regularly. And whenever someone in my friends' circles or my family is has a challenge in their life, or like if someone's out of work or needs help with this or that, or they're sick or whatever, I call upon them and I call for the master, like in case of job search, I call for the divine director to place their electronic presence over that person and to guide them. And I also call for that person to be open and receptive to the divine director's guidance. And when I call for healing for people, I call to Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and the different healing masters to place their electronic presence over that person. And I thank them in advance for the healing energy that they were radiating into that person and their situation, whatever it may be, and thank them for the perfect outcome of that situation, whatever it is. I have I've called for my sons to get jobs where they can support themselves, and they're both doing well, my two youngest sons. And I call for friends in need all the time. We do that every month when we have our Heart Share class at the end, when we do our prayer requests at the end, and we pray for different people to have their challenges met and for them to receive the divine graces that they require to cope with whatever situation they have in their life. One very personal one I know I had, I've been estranged from my older sister for a number of years, and I felt for a long time that she just didn't like me. And we didn't talk much at all. We very seldom exchanged greetings of any kind. And she never seemed like she wanted to be my friend at all. And I decided I was going to do the Ho'oponopono forgiveness prayer. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. For her and me. And I just started doing it like, 5 to 10 minutes a day. And I would just sit and I would focus on her and think about her and just send loving thoughts and energy to her and say that prayer over and over and sing it. And after about 2 weeks of that, she called me up and she had found a letter that I had written to her like 2 years previous that had fallen down between the stove and the kitchen counter, and they found it when they were cleaning their house up to put it up for sale. And she called me and thanked me profusely for that card, for the letter I had written in it and everything, and we were able to have a really loving, friendly conversation for the first time in years. And it just was very miraculous, and it has opened the door for us to be much more friendly and communicate much better than we ever have in our whole life. And that blockage, whatever it was between us, I don't feel it anymore. It's gone, which is really wonderful. Well, let's go on now with the heart stream.
If you are earnest and sincere and what you pray for, we, dearest ones, take that sincerity to heart, and we employ every opportunity that heaven can afford to bring forth God's will in response to your request. Sometimes it is almost as if many are unconscious when they pray, for their hearts and souls are not fully engaged, for their minds, they have fooled them in believing it to be so. Yes, there is opportunity even for the best of you, those with the highest attainment, to self-correct and to employ greater light to invoke heaven's highest resources when you pray with great inner fervor for God's will to shine forth its cosmic rays in your world. It simply takes heart. It takes conscious awareness that you are invested in this alchemical science of the invocation of the sacred fire for that radiance to grow, to expand, and to bless many among mankind. Therefore, utilize what you know and also what you do not yet fully know or have self-realized by not yet having attained to cosmic consciousness. To utilize our gifts of the Spirit in your work.
And now we have another question. What are the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and how are you employing any of them daily? And Mariah, just hit star 6, and you are going to answer that question for us tonight. Mariah, do you hear? It's time for you to answer your question. Just hit star 6. Well, I'm not hearing Mariah. If anyone else on the HeartShare team would like to answer this question, just hit star 6 and give us your take on this, on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, please. Donna Dregan, perhaps you can answer this one. Just hit star 6 if you would, please. Okay. I wasn't hearing anyone answering the question. Did you hear the question about the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Nobody, you know, she asked somebody else to answer the question, and nobody can get through.
Oh, goodness sake. Well, I unmuted everyone.
Carlene made her do it a double time, you know, and so then she did it twice, and that must have flipped something.
Okay. Well, I've unmuted everyone now, so I'm going to mute it again here. Okay, now you can unmute yourself and press star 6. I'm sorry about that. This is my first time doing this. Mariah, if you're there, you can go ahead and answer your question now, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. Okay, so wanted to go over some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If everybody's familiar with 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, they're pretty much listed there. Discerning and prophesying and healing, and it even goes into faith, hope, and love. And how do I use the gifts of the Spirit? Well, oh, and I wanted to also mention that I have a book that's called Inner Guidance and the Four Spiritual Gifts, and this is by Howard Weimer. And the four spiritual gifts that he focuses on in this book is clairvoyance, which is inner vision, clairaudience, which is inner thoughts and ideas, prophecy, which is inner knowing, and healing, which is inner feeling. And as I read that book, it gave me I got the intuition that this is what the fourth dimension is taking us into. And there's probably quite a few of us that may getting to know those spiritual gifts. But what I thought was really funny, it was just like 15 minutes before I got on the call tonight. I had to use the gift of healing. My beloved dog, Spice, was having a seizure. And so I remembered, I do this quite often when, he doesn't have them that often, but I do this every time he has a seizure. If I believe it's something that Mother Mary told us to do a long time ago, where you rub your hands together and get this friction, and it's a chi or a chi energy that you're creating, and then you put your hand on the individual that requires the healing, and they are healed. And so when Spice has a seizure, I do this, and within 2, maybe 3 minutes at the most, he's been shaking and kind of like dribbling, his saliva's off his mouth. But within a couple of minutes of me rubbing him and giving him my love, the seizure goes away, and it just seems so miraculous to me. So that is the answer to the question. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mariah. We're going
beloved,
to
beloved Barbara.
Yes, Cindy.
Did you mind? Should I go ahead and tell a little bit about the divine director?
Oh. You didn't give that at the beginning. That's right. Linnell was talking. Yes, please do. Give us some more background about the Divine Director. That would be great.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the Divine Director is a cosmic being. And his causal body is a giant blue sphere that surrounds the entire planet. And within the sphere, there's these grids and these force fields. And through them, the delivery of judgment passes. So he's very, very powerful. So we've talked about he is the Manu of the seventh root race, and a Manu of a root race sets the divine plan for entire evolution. The Manu embodies the archetype of the entire life wave of souls who will incarnate on Earth at a certain time. And the seventh root race is destined to embody first in South America under the Divine Director. Now, prior to the sinking of Atlantis, while Noah was yet building his ark and warning the people of the great flood that was to come, the Divine Director called Saint Germain and a few faithful priests to transport the flame of freedom from the temple of purification to a place of safety in the foothills of Transylvania. And here they carried on the sacred ritual of expanding the fires of freedom, even while mankind's karma was being delivered to them by divine decree. Now, as exceeding embodiments, Saint Germain and his followers, under the guidance of the divine director, rediscovered the flame and continued to guard the shrine. And later, the divine director assisted his disciple, Saint Germain, to establish a retreat at that site of the flame and founded the House of Rakasi, the Royal House of Hungary. Because of his association with the House of Rakasi, the divine director is also known as Master R. The divine director continues to maintain in the Rakasi Mansion in Transylvania a focus of freedom for Eastern and Western Europe. And the retreat at one time was physical, but now it's in the etheric plane. The divine director has sponsored Europe for thousands of years, and he's the teacher of Saint Germain and many other masters, including Jesus and El Moria. In addition to the Rakasi Mansion, he maintains his focus in the Cave of Light in India. Also, the divine director is a member of the Darjeeling Council and a member of the Karmic Board, and he serves on the First Ray of God's Holy Will. He's often shown with a large blue belt hung with dazzling white jewels and with dazzling light rays emanating from his heart, his throat, and his head. And these light rays are very powerful. And when you give decrees to the divine director, you can tie into those light rays and his protection. And he will place his blue belt around you at the etheric level for the protection of your chakras, and then this will help you with your divine plan. So that's all on divine director. So back to you, beloved Barbara.
Great. Thank you so much, Cindy. There's a lot of stuff to think about there. The divine director is an awesome being and a great friend to cultivate. When you think that he's Saint Germain's guru, that's a wonderful thing too. So we're all under his guidance and protection. Okay, let us continue on now with the heart stream.
Maximize your prayers for the benefit of all sentient beings, rather than one or two only. By utilizing that call to Maximus and Progenita to expand the light to reach the farthest reaches of the cosmos, the light radiance of your heart. For you see, blessed ones, there are some among you whose energy field is growing and expanding even beyond the surface to your higher Buddhic and Atmanic awareness to reach other worlds and star systems. And if you can self-realize this miracle by consciously entering into the cosmic beatitude of true divine love, then the light that you emanate is as a pulsar of joy, a star of grace.
Now we have another question. How have you maximized your prayers with Maximus and Progenita?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Well, when I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters and the science of the spoken word, it was the most moving experience of my life. And with the awareness that I can be of service to all life, I did not fully comprehend the full understanding of the dispensation from Maximus and his miracle matrix until recently, and realized this may be true for others as well, who have not fully understood the power of this gift. So I went back and studied its contents and application of Beloved Maximus' heart stream. And I encourage everyone to take notes on this delivery by David Christopher Lewis, given January 18th of this year. It was truly igniting and excited. I was so excited about using it and applying it to every prayer session and concern that I have. And I feel everything in my personal life has accelerated into a more balanced, joyous, peaceful experience. And just knowing that when we call to Maximus' miracle matrix into action, it is like calling every dispensation the spiritual hierarchy has given to our activity, our community. And as David has expressed this, and it is actually like calling all of the seven rainbow rays and the crystal rays all at once and enfolding our call and our prayers. And our visualization is explained also that our visualization is enhancing it manyfold. And so in knowing this and feeling and experiencing the awe of God's presence in all I call for and find myself in such gratitude and peace. And so I'm excited about this new dispensation. And as we've been told, we can improve ourselves. We can transform anything and everything in our environment by our consciousness within Maximus' miracle matrix. So if we have a habit pattern or anything that we desire to overcome or transmute, try this matrix and call it forth with all of your requirements and God desires that you see you desire to bring forth, both in your personal life, your friends and family and community, our country, the entire planetary body, and all exchanges of energy. Just use this beautiful matrix. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane. That was wonderful to hear. Okay, we're going to continue on with the Divine Director now.
Now I would say something about the upcoming opportunity for these expanded soul-raising sessions that soon will be employed within this activity. We of the Karmic Board have conferred with the Holy Spirit, and we see these opportunities soon to be presented unto you as seminal, both for your soul and many souls to be fully engaged in your divine plan, to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the virtuous outpouring of divine love into the earth to co-create the golden crystal age of Aquarius. For you see, when you imbibe the Holy Spirit's radiance during these sessions, which is much more than the message that you will hear, and that which will be outwardly conveyed to this one, you may ingest the sacred fire deep within your soul for a higher level of soul raising, which truly is a precursor to your ascension and your ultimate reunion with God. How is it that so much light may be conveyed during a 20 or 30 or 60 minute session personally by the Holy Spirit? You may ask. It is because the Holy Spirit knows your soul with cosmic intimacy. The Holy Spirit breathes through every breath that you breathe. In every incarnation, a unto eternity, here is one. And thus is this third personage of the Holy Trinity knows and loves you so much than you can imagine that the miracle light of that radiance may be yours for the asking. When you engage and afford that one the opportunity to so bless you and raise your soul to cosmic heights.
And now we have another question. Why is a soul-raising session so valuable, and what is our responsibility after we have one? Sharon Wallace is going to answer this question now. Just press star 6, please, Sharon.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'd first like to start out by saying I am so grateful for this dispensation from the Divine Director and beloved Maha Chalan. And I have to say that after having the soul-raising session, I felt more calm. I am much more calm now than I've ever been. During the session, I experienced the inner transformation from my soul-raising session through a super increase of light, which I felt is a very high emotion, one of those happy, teary emotions. I received two major gifts to help me on my path, and also David was shown the many faces of people that I had prayed for in this life and other embodiments all surrounding me. Prior to this, I never imagined that my prayers counted for much. I think a lot of people probably feel the same way. We pray, but we really don't know how much good we're doing until someone says, there's so many people surrounding you. This is awesome. So it made me feel really good to realize how much my prayers do help others and myself. And I felt great love pouring to me, just flowing to me, almost overwhelming, an overwhelming sensation of love. We are responsible for using all of our spiritual gifts to help others through trying times, to ease each other's burdens, and to make this world a better place for all life. It's been said that if we have gifts or talents that we don't use, we lose them. As my soul, or I should say, as our souls are raised and ascend daily, this allows other souls and evolutions to experience great blessings as we all work through our initiations or our karma. And once again, I'd just like to say how grateful I am, and also the Divine Director is one of my sponsoring masters, so I'm just overjoyed at this heart stream. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Yes, I have experienced that same thing in my soul-raising session as well. I got one of the things that I love to do is send birthday cards and cards for all kinds of holidays and anniversaries, everything I can think of. I send cards to so many people, and David told me that all the cards that I had ever sent out to others were all coming back to me. And like you and the prayers that you have done for so many, when we feel the return of all that love and energy all at once, it is, I mean, we were just laughing. It was just so wonderful. It was, you feel it just kind of bubbling up, you know, my cup runneth over kind of a feeling, and it was really marvelous. It was very marvelous. I have to attest to that as well. Okay, well, let's continue on with the last of the Divine Director's heart stream here now.
If you could simply see the transformation that occurs on the inner, many more of you take advantage of this opportunity and work and strive for that abundance to pay for this divine resource to be yours. There, I have marketed my message of light so that you will see beyond the veil in some way what we see on the threshold of the future within the eternal now. If you invite us into your life, and now as we invite your soul to rise on the inner during this night sleep, to attend our retreat, and to walk and talk with us in a more intimate manner. There will be employed the majesty of God's grace and the miracle light of the presence for your cosmic enjoyment, your divine happiness. The fruits of the Spirit manifest within and around you in all manner of indescribable ways. And your life will truly take on a new divine glow of certain holiness. For your presence will shine forth, and all will be whole because of the smile on your face and visage. There is a cosmic symphony that has been playing for eons of time throughout the cosmos, composed of the tone manifest through the turning of many worlds throughout the galaxy. Imagine that you are one of these spiral nebula, singing your kingdom unto the one eternal God with all your love, with the harmony of who you are and the melody of your over soul. This is your nature. This is your destiny. To be a son of God, par excellence, a daughter of her heart, broadcasting throughout the universe as song celestial. That's a melody. Begin now to manifest those cosmic ideations and co-creation to your heart's love. And the alchemy of that love will fulfill you each hour, each moment, unto your victory and ultimate destiny and hope. I am the divine director, directing you to be godly each hour, to employ God's grace, magnetic,
thank you. Well, that's the end of the heart stream. Thank you, beloved divine director, and thank you each and every one for participating with us tonight. Linnell, if you're still on, would you be willing to give a closing prayer now, please?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Great. So our closing prayer, we pray and thank you, beloved Heavenly Creator, blessed Father, Mother, God, and Alpha and Omega. Thank you so much for your spirit and your presence within the great divine director, who is truly the director for our lives. Thank you, beloved heavenly great divine director, for the work that you do for the almighty God, the creator, and all your service and work that you do for all of us, Sheila's and initiates, and those on the path of the light, the path towards our ascension in this golden age to come. We pray right now for the attunement of our own Mighty Hand Presence and Holy Christ Self with yours and with the blessed Holy Spirit, that we may go forward and do the blue flame power of the will of God in our lives, that we may bless the earth in our lifetimes in the way that you would like us to be a blessing to the earth and in the way that you bless us. Please place your causal body over us and the entire cosmos right now. Blaze through us your blessed light, your pure light from the Lord God Almighty. Blaze it through us that we may go forward and transcend whatever it is that we need to transcend in our lives and touch the lives of others so that we may all be one in the blue flame power of the will of God and all be one in the destiny that we are to fulfill in these lives and go forward and be one with our Creator, Father, Mother, God. We ask this in the name of the Lord God Almighty and thank you and praise you, beloved Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Linnell. Well, this is the end of our program. I'm going to give a few announcements now, and then we're going to have our prayer time for prayer requests. I'd like to make you all aware of upcoming events for the Heart Center. We're having a wonderful event in Mount Shasta, California in just 2 weeks. It starts on August the 10th. Jesus and Saint Germain share new Aquarian IM teachings with their disciples. Very exciting stuff. Now you can attend in person if you're able to do so, and you can also attend online. You can go to the Heart Center website, heartscenter.org, and click on events, and you can register to listen to this entire conference online. It's 4 days, August 10th through the 13th. Then in September, we have we have the 12 Archangels Illumine Chicago with Cosmic Joy, September 21st through 24th. That's Autumn Equinox weekend, and it's in Techne, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. You also can find out more details about that on the Heart Center website. Click on events and look up that Chicago event. Very wonderful stuff. So great opportunities. Also with this one, you can attend online as well if you're not able to travel and attend in person. It's very wonderful. The masters say that you get as much as 75% of the radiation when you attend online as you would in person. So it's still really, really good if you can attend over the internet. It's very wonderful. You can watch the entire proceedings and see all the videos and the people and participate in the song and prayer sessions and listen to the lectures and the teaching, and it's very much well worth your while. Our next Heart Share class will be Thursday, August 31st. That is 5 weeks from today. And we're going to have a live session with David Lewis that night. So you will have opportunity to ask questions directly of David Lewis. Of course, we won't have time to do everybody, but yes, you will be able to ask questions directly of the masters and talk to David, and he will be giving a teaching, I believe, on Jesus and Magda. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, wonderful opportunities for spiritual sharing and growth coming up. So wonderful, wonderful. And now I'm going to unmute everyone, and we can have our prayer time. Okay, wonderful. Well, I will go ahead and write down the prayer requests. Whenever people are ready, speak up. I guess the very first prayer request we should have is our dear Donna Korth, who is under the weather tonight and apparently ate something that hit her wrong when she and I went out to lunch today, and she's got food poisoning tonight, so she just went to bed. So we'll put her on the list to have a speedy recovery and feel right as rain tomorrow. Are there other prayer requests? I have unmuted everyone, so you can just speak up. And
well, Barbara, there's a television or something on in the background of somebody.
I hear that. Yeah, that's probably that may be Carlene Tagstrom. She's a little bit deaf, and she doesn't hear, and I can't do a whole lot about that and have everybody be able to participate in prayer time, too. So we'll just do the best we can. Did you have a prayer request, Rebecca?
Not at this moment. I guess I really do have some concerns, some physical concerns. I have kind of a, you know, my oxygen level just stays about 93 or 94, and I need to upgrade it with more activity or deep breathing exercises or some kind of ventilator treatment or whatever. I have plaque in my lungs, and I need to solve some way of getting that out of my lungs.
Okay, so you need to upgrade your oxygen level. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I put that down. All right. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a prayer request?
I have one. This is Patricia Murphy.
Okay, go ahead, Patricia.
I'm St. Montana soon. Sooner than I. And I need prayer for money to make the move and move my things there. I've found a really perfect apartment.
You're kind of choppy. You're kind of breaking up, Patricia.
I am?
Yeah, that was a little better. Now, where are you moving?
To Emigrant, Montana.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
And when is that going to happen?
Well, I have to, in order to get this apartment that Dennis found for me on Craigslist there, I have to sign a lease for August 15th.
Okay.
I will be somewhere around that time. I have to be out of here by the 14th, and I may stay around here in town a few days while my team gets there. I'm sending up a little big boxes. and I need the money for, I require the money to do all that. So I pray for money, and I would like a traveling companion because I have to drive my car there.
Okay.
That's the other main thing.
Okay. Well, we'll pray for everything to fall into place for you to make this move and according to God's will.
Okay. And I help from the sale of my house in Illinois, which I'm trying to sell for 4 years.
Okay.
My house
and to sell your house, is that in sale?
Yes.
To sell your house in Sale, Illinois. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay. Any other
This is Linnell. Yeah, I have prayer requests.
But can you,
I'm not sure if you can hear me because there's a lot of noise.
Yes, go ahead, just keep talking. I can hear you okay.
Okay, I have two. One, I want to say if we can pray for the presidency because there's some serious issues going on right now that I just really, I'd be happy if with as a group together if we could pray for our president to be able to be in alignment with the right and safest decisions that he needs to be making right now for our nation, and that would affect the world. So that's a specific prayer of mine for the presidency. Also, I'm very, very grateful, and I thank everyone who has been praying for me about my house situation, and I humbly ask for prayer for it again, because it is a real situation, the foreclosure that I've been in, and the prayer that everybody's been doing for me has been really, really helpful and effective. But I am still in my final month of trying to get out of the foreclosure and meet the bank's rulings on the modification program. So if people could pray for me that I will, in the end of this month and the next month remaining, be able to raise up the money that I need to be able to pay for what they're asking me to pay to fulfill the trial modification program. I'd be very grateful, and I know that it would be very, very helpful. And I'm glad to be where I am right now, even being able to ask people for a prayer about this.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I've got that all written down here. Wonderful. Okay, we got Linnell's request. Any other prayer requests?
Well, at the risk of being sounding a little self-centered, I have that prayer that my lymph system has gone bonkers, that several of them, I think we've got a lot of lymph nodes, and at least the ones under the arm are as big as golf balls, so that might be something to help little old Daniel R. Peterson. I have another one that I thought of when you were asking questions about what to beware of. This came from Church Universal and Triumphant. It says, beware of the conspiracy of self. So sometimes we can be terrified about conspiracies and how bad the government is going or this, that. But we also have to be aware that we can make up all kinds of things and all kinds of scenarios that are just stemming from ourselves. So we have to have a lot of self-examination. So, and then the other thing is that, as you may know, I've recovered from leukemia. that I got to a state that I was like a little old man. I could walk a block and then sit down on a bench and wait to recover and walk another block. Now I'm doing heavy labor this summer. So something has given me a boost. So how about a boost on my lymph nodes?
Okay, boost on your lymph nodes. All right,
yeah.
You got it. Wonderful.
Got it.
I'm going to stop the recording now. I forgot to turn it off earlier. Hold on a minute.